John Burton Race is a successful Michelin star chef, television personality, restaurateur, and sometimes controversial media personality as well. In his latest venture, though, he's just launched a new range of dishes called Cooked by John Burton Race, which will be available in supermarkets nationwide. And he joins me now in studio with, I have to say, the fabulous aroma of a sample of your ware behind me wafting around the studio. You've worked in some of the top restaurants. So why are you stepping outside the restaurant business and getting involved essentially in food production?
Basically because it's brand new and it's something I've wanted to do for a long time. About 3 years ago, I started sampling these ready meals and looking at it. I evaluated the whole business thing. Millions and millions and millions are sold every year. And I thought, I want a bit of that. So I started researching it, and when push came to shove, Ireland was the natural place to start, because I've always believed that the Irish have had lovely produce. They've got great beef, lamb. The seafood is second to none. And I thought, right, we'll have a look there. And that's where I met up with my Irish partners, and that's how we got started.
That's Galmere Fresh Foods in Galway.
That's exactly right, yeah.
And this is going to create jobs here, isn't it?
Already from zero to now, we are employing 64 people at that factory.
That's fantastic. What's ready foods or ready-made foods or ready meals or whatever you want to call them? You know, we eat a lot of them, but, you know, to what extent do we actually enjoy eating them, or do we just eat them because we're hungry, because we need to fill our stomachs? But there's no sense of enjoyment in it.
Yeah, well, the fact is, I believe that we at Cookby can offer great food, great flavours at an affordable price. All our food is broken down in a laboratory. It's tested for its sugar, salt, fat contents, etc., etc. The factory has got the awards BSC7, which means that we have full traceability. You know, there has been the odd horse joke.
There always will be, I'm afraid.
But there won't be a horse joke in my food, I promise you.
And ready meals, your philosophy is they don't need to be tasteless and boring.
No, they don't. They absolutely don't. A proper chef will tell you that 50% of a good plate of food is the ingredients. If I start with the best Irish ingredients, I'm 50% there. Add a little bit of skill from me, get it done by a factory that are top-notch and professional, and we've got a great product. I have to be honest, these meals, the most calorific of which are 450, are cheaper than going out and having a pizza, which has got 1 deciliter of fat in it.
Mm. The one thing, though, that there's nothing you can or anybody else can do about is presentation. I mean, when you go into a restaurant, so much is to do with presentation and the visual appearance and how it's served up.
That's
to you.
That's absolutely true.
There's really nothing you can do about that, is
you
there?
You can. You can titivate food, obviously, and you can present it in a palatable way. But sometimes it's about eating food on the run. Now, I can assure you, if you eat one of my dishes, you have more nutritional value and more flavour than some, you know.
Yeah, some of the stuff you're actually beautifully presented in a restaurant.
But anyway, Mars, how much do you want to pay for presentation?
Well, exactly. I know. And if you're in a hurry, which is why you're eating a ready meal, I don't think presentation matters very much, to be quite honest with you. But even so, you're doing a lot of work in Ireland at the moment. You're a consultant with the Irish Dairy Board.
Yeah, I have been for about 3 years.
Gold. What's the extent of your involvement?
Well, I'm brand ambassador for the Irish Dairy Board. They've got a factory which I work out of most of the time in Staffordshire, in England, obviously. And what we do is we develop new products using Irish produce. So the milk, the cheese, the butter. And I create dishes. That goes to our development chef. And we push that through into the food service industry.
I'm intrigued about your attitude to something which was an item of culinary news. I don't know how significant you thought it was, but this was the tasting of the first genetically modified burger. Mm. Where do you think that one's going to go?
I hope it'll go in the bin, Miles. It's absolutely disgusting. And, I mean, just the way they made it. I mean, I hope that people aren't researching into this because they think we're running out of food and we're going to have to feed the millions and this is how we're going to do it. Because, one, I'm out of a job, and two, I don't know how long you'll live eating that sort of stuff. It's collagen and elastic grown in a dish. Do you want
collagen
to
and elastic?
Yeah, you develop the collagen to grow all the spores, and you bind it together with a type of a new form of elastic, so it has some sort of texture. Well, good luck, because I don't want to eat that.
Yeah, but I mean, I was saying to you during the break about the sausage. I love my sausages, but I don't particularly want to know what's in the sausage, because I suspect that the stuff, if I knew what that was actually in there, I wouldn't be eating the sausage.
Well, I'll tell you after the show.
Yeah, but is the same not true of the genetically modified burger? People don't know that there's collagen and elastic in there, and if it tastes okay, well, you know, what's wrong with it?
Because I think you have a responsibility if you're a food manufacturer, and I think we have to think about people's nutrition, and we have to think about their health. I mean, let's face it, when you're breaking up a dish, it's not just about presentation. It's about textures. It's about flavours. It's about the type of ingredients and where you source those from. And I think you've got to stand up and realise that lots of people are buying these, and you don't want to be responsible for them being obese or dying of a heart attack. So I think I couldn't imagine any excuse for a burger made that way.
What about responsibility, though, to the environment? We're talking about 45% less energy use, 96% fewer greenhouse gas emissions, and 99% less land use.
But have they ever said how long you'll live if you eat food like that?
Good question. That's, I suppose, something that would be the product of ongoing research after people start eating these burgers, when perhaps it's too late. Something else I wanted to talk to you, something that has become, it's not the norm in Ireland by any manner of means, but it's on the increase. And you are a member of a growing group of people who at some point in their careers has been bankrupt.
Yes.
What did that mean to you? What difference did it make to your life to be bankrupt?
Well, I've always been a try, Miles, and I think a part of life is to tackle the ups and downs. I've had all sorts of issues, personal issues, and I've had financial issues, and that's true. And I've seen, since I've been coming to Ireland over the last 5 or 6 years regularly, a lot of restaurants shutting down and new ones opening, and then 2 months later they're going. I've got friends here that trained underneath me when I was working in London and in Berkshire. One of them, a very famous chef, and he's had his troubles. But that's a part of life, I'm afraid. And we're in an industry at the top end of the restaurant chain, if you like, where it's all about, you'll come to a restaurant with your surplus money. And if times are hard, there's a recession going on, a Gulf War, this or that or this, your business, however good your business is, will be affected. And as much as you might have a reputation, you get a kicking. I worked for a very famous chef in Oxfordshire, and he'd had trouble at least twice. But he's still there, and he's still moving it, and he's still a great cook.
Just Raymond Blanc.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, in your business, something like bankruptcy would probably be more common than it would be in other areas.
Definitely. I mean, the restaurant business is one
precarious.
One of the most risky, I'd say. And another thing, of course, is even though chefs think they are, we aren't the best businessmen either.
This is a problem, isn't it? You get some extraordinary talented chefs, but creative. You just think, let somebody else run the business.
And
do
I
the cooking.
And I think that's great advice, because I had to learn the hard way, put it that way.
Mm. Somebody else, I think a listener rang in when they heard you were going to be on the programme, and this is nothing to do with you specifically, mm-hmm. obviously, but they called to say that their 24-year-old son left to work in a Michelin-starred restaurant in London 4 weeks ago, and he's on his way home as we speak after the physical and verbal abuse he took. It included having plates thrown at him, mm-hmm. being constantly screamed at and humiliated, and being physically roughed up in the kitchen. The experience left him in tears every evening. It broke him, and now he's coming back. I mean, that's a horror story. Is that typical, or is it exceptional in restaurants?
I don't think it's typical. Neither is it exceptional. It's a part of an old school. I remember when I was training as a young man, working in France, and particularly in France, because I was English and there was a little bit of resentment, that it was very much like, I can only imagine, joining the army. So it's severe. It's very, very tough. When you go to work for some of these superstar chefs, their name's on the box, like it is on the box of Cook By. And that's a responsibility. And it's very difficult to control that sort of pressure. So, yes, it's happened to me. I've lost my temper in the past. And I'm sure, I don't know how who that is and how often it happens to it, I'm never, ever going to justify it. And you're always going to, however outrageous you are, you're always going to have to regret it or pay the price afterwards, aren't you?
Mm. And I mean, are talented chefs, because there's a huge talent involved, I mean, people would describe them as artists, are they more temperamental, perhaps, than would be the norm?
Absolutely. I think we're the mad painters or the mad musician, you know, and we have a one-track focused mind about what we're trying to create in our head, turn it to be creative in our fingers and then make this beautiful food. And sometimes life gets in the way.
Well, thanks very much for coming and talking to us today. And thank you very much also for getting involved with the Galway Food Company when you did decide to get into the ready meals area. The range, and I presume it will be available in shops and supermarkets in the days and weeks ahead. It's cooked by John Burton Race, so keep an eye out. And if you need a ready meal and you need something pretty quickly and before you're on your way, give it a go. John Burton Race, thanks very much for talking to us today.
Thank you.